Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
How long?
3 minutes.
Okay.
What? How long did you think it was going to be? Did you have bets on it?
Well, you said I need 1 minute.
Yeah.
And so a 1 minute, like if it was actually 1 minute, it would have been 60 seconds, obviously.
Yes.
But a Melissa.
Wait, what?
But a Melissa minute.
Hold on.
I was going to guess 7 times as much, so I was going to guess 7 minutes.
Oh, so you were pleasantly surprised.
I mean, I guess.
What a spin.
Okay. Let's just, I guess I've been recording, so we can just start there. I forgot. I was gonna bring something up on this podcast, and now I forgot what it was. We talked about eye boogers this morning, first thing.
I'm still upset about that.
About what?
The fact that Mel claims she would not eat an eye booger for $10,000.
No, I would not.
$10,000.
That's a lot of money, Mel.
The people who say no, by the way, online, I just guarantee you that if I gave you $10,000, not taxed, don't have to worry about it.
Because eye boogers are not big.
Yes. You would eat it, maybe throw up, and then you'd be done. And you have $10,000.
My mouth is watering right now.
It would take less than 10 seconds, and you get $10,000.
Like, it's like... It's easier than swallowing a pill, in my opinion.
Very much so.
Ugh. No, because it's slimy. It's somebody else's bodily
fluids. It is not slimy. It is comes out of your eye hard as a rock. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking like a dog eye boogie. That would be $25,000. Those are wet.
Ooh, I would eat my dog's eye boogies. I love my dog.
Ew. Like for free?
That's just weird.
Now you're just getting weird over
there. No, I do it for like $50.
Can we take him up on that bet,
yeah,
Kyle?
I will pay you $50 now to do that.
You want to know something funny? So my mother-in-law, we were doing like these hypotheticals one time. And this was when I was living in St. Louis. And we were with them and they live in St. Louis. And we were driving in the car and that, I don't know who brought it up or it may have been me. But we were like, would you drive to Memphis and back for $50, like drive down and just come right back.
For how much?
For $50.
And where were you at the time?
In St. Louis. So that's about a 5 hour drive, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be 5 hours down, 5 hours back.
Right.
Would you do it? And I was like, yes, I would do it. Easy.
Why?
You know, like if I'm not paying for gas money or whatever, I would do that. Like if I was like riding in the car or something, without question.
That's pretty cheap.
It's easy money. Easy money. You just have to sit in a car.
That's not much, though. I mean,
$50.
That's your entire day gone for $50.
Well, and then somehow that stemmed
into... Break that down to how much that is an hour. It's not much.
Yeah, I do.
It's $5 an hour.
Exactly.
So it's not that bad. But for free. Otherwise, I'm not getting that money. I'm not getting any dollars per hour.
Time is worth money.
So exactly. So you're making money in that time rather than not making money.
But your time is worth money. Like you need to, when you could be spending that time with your kids. You could be getting something done around the house.
If I'm riding,
working on something else.
If I'm riding in the car, though, I could be getting stuff done on my phone, potentially.
Okay, that is weird. Do you believe him? No, I don't think I believe this one. $50 to drive back and forth to St.
Louis? No, I trust him. I would just do more.
What? You believe him?
Yeah.
What would your price be? What would your price be? What would be the minimum price that you would go down there for?
I think $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's right. It's just a whole
It's just
thing.
Easy. You're just riding in a car down to Memphis and back.
I do it for $750.
$750?
You won't even eat an eye boogie.
Well,
$10,000.
No.
And you're like, I will spend a whole day in a car by myself and ditch my child who I love dearly. $750.
Yeah.
So these hypotheticals stemmed into their dogs. Okay. Now they had a dog, God rest her soul, by the name of Phoebe. Okay.
Aww.
And Phoebe was on her last leg. Oh, poor girl, limping around, started to go blind, started to go deaf.
Yeah.
And they said They asked, would you kill Phoebe for $1 million?
What?
And I was like, are we talking Phoebe right now or Phoebe in her prime?
Oh my gosh, that's so, and they were like, laughing at it. It's so Phoebe, twisted.
What a funny question. Phoebe in her prime.
Yeah. And they were like, like, does that matter? And I was like, well, kind of.
It does definitely matter. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it if she was in her prime, but if she's on her last leg, I would probably put her down for $1 million.
$1 million is,
I could put both my kids through college for that.
Buy a new house.
And so now,
I don't know.
You're a dog murderer.
My mother-in-law will not let me live it down. And for some reason, she combines the two hypotheticals. She goes, remember when you wanted to kill Phoebe for $50? And I go, no. I would drive to Memphis for $50. I would kill Phoebe for $1 million.
Yeah, taking a dog's life is a little hard for me on that. Well, even if it is last leg, like, that's just sad.
It's not your dog.
I don't even know how vets do it.
Wait, what?
It's not your dog.
Yeah, but like, it still feel bad. Like, you're still taking a life.
It's like pulling the plug.
I know what it is. We know what it is. But it's like, for example, I literally have no idea how vets. I know they do it.
Oh, I know.
How yeah, they
that
do
final
that
scene
all the
of
time.
Marley and Me.
There's no way I could be a vet and do that. I couldn't do it. I would tell everybody no.
I'm just
not going to happen.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know. And I know some people think it's like doing them a favor, and probably it is in a lot of cases.
You want me to call my friend who's a vet?
Yes. Get her on? Yes, I do. We should get them on the show.
You want me to call her right now?
No, wait. I mean, are you that close with them?
I could call Catherine. She's a big fan of country music.
Okay, you can try and get
her
on
the phone. She might, be busy with her child, but
I just,
she might also.
I mean, shout out to vets. They're always killing it at their jobs.
Yeah. Ew.
What?
That was a terrible pun, if that was the pun.
That was the pun.
No.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Boo.
So what would be the number for you guys?
I don't think.
How much would you kill your in-laws? How much would you kill your in-laws' dog?
In-law?
For?
No, I experienced two dog deaths with my in-laws, and that was tough enough. And I didn't even kill them.
See, and
I'm scarred from my own last dog.
See, and that
death, I can't.
Really?
Scarred. Yeah, I'm scarred from that.
That was the third. I think that was the second or third in-law dog death for us. So like, I'd already been through the ringer once or twice.
Oh my god, he's so insensitive.
You're so insensitive today.
They have like 8 million dogs, you guys. They have a ton of dogs.
I thought you said you love dogs. And
I
just
do love
to start
dogs.
Picking them off.
I love
kill
dogs.
Them all. Let God sort them out, sort of thing. I get it. You monster.
I have a feeling I'm going to hear from my father-in-law.
As you should.
He listens to this.
Oh
podcast.
Oh my god! And they should never, in fact, let you live that down.
He listens to this podcast so well. The week that we didn't do one, do you remember? It was like a couple weeks ago. We just didn't do one. We were like so slammed.
Yeah. He texted you.
He was like, no podcast this week. What's up?
I love that your father-in-law reached out to me one time and one time only because he absolutely loved the fact that I gave you such a hard time. For
oh yeah,
the
he emailed.
Podcast. Yeah,
yeah, because we gave out your email and he reached out.
Yeah,
for what?
It was the one. It was that one episode where she was annoying the absolute hell out of me.
Which one is that?
Every episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, subscribe, rate, and review. You guys.
Was it the one where you had that dumb quote?
The dumb quote. I mean, I have a dumb quote in every single one of these.
It was the one where I kept repeating everything he was saying so
yes.
I could get on his
yes.
nerves. Because I was trying really hard to get on your nerves and I was succeeding.
You did not have to try that hard.
You did not have to try that
In fact,
hard.
You didn't even have to try.
In fact, you didn't
you
even
are
have
already.
To try. What? You are already.
Wait, how is this turning on me? This is Austin and he's mean to dogs. Dog meanie.
All right, so 5
Dog
million?
Meanie.
All right, so 5 million?
No, no, I'm not doing it. No.
$10 million.
No,
that would put you in a different tax bracket, Mel.
You can you wouldn't complain about living in Riverside anymore.
Yeah.
What about you, Kyle? You going to do it for $10
million? I don't. I'm taking myself out on this one. I can't kill a dog at all.
No price.
I can't either. No.
$75 million.
Solid. That's where now we're getting interested. I think the tough part about these, though, it's simple to say no. Like, this is why I have a problem with the $10,000 and with this question in general. It is very easy to say absolutely not because you have morals.
Right.
But the second the money is presented, there is a little bit of a difference there that you'd have. I'd have to have a conversation with my wife.
Right. Well, yeah, obviously.
But I still.
We'd have to talk it over with our wife.
Honey, back.
Could I kill this dog?
Yeah.
It's for $75 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd have to talk to the family. The family would have to write. I'd have to get a lot of approval.
The dog's got 3 feet in the grave already. Okay?
3 paws. I still go back to $10,000, which I know is not life-changing money, but...
Wait, nobody said $10,000. I did it for a million. I did it for
I'm
a million.
Circling back to the eye boat. Because I still think it's the most outrageous... Yeah. And Mel, you've said a lot of outrageous things.
Oh, my gosh.
Mel says outrageous things. We've already pitched it to some networks.
One on the show today.
So outrageous. Yes,
she was referring to gonads, but called them go-dads.
Did you always think they were called go-dads?
No. I was trying to put a spin on the word,
right.
And my dyslexia kicked in, and I flipped everything backwards.
We had fun during that segment.
Yeah.
That was fun. That gave us a good chuckle.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
What was the thing we were laughing at yesterday in the back broad room?
Bad Mel is at improv.
No,
that was funny. That was funny, but no, it was
about the problems that people have with their neighbors.
Huh? No. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You're making a joke about neighbors.
No. It was we were cutting a commercial together. We're cutting a commercial together, and you said, "Oh, yeah, no, it was. It was about the improv. It was about the improv because
you went.
You go. When I'm looking to raise the value.
Like, are you looking to
raise the value of your home?
And you just went, I am,
and you go, oh,
okay,
well."
Oh, that part.
And it just like, because you were like, you had this like idea in your head of what you were going to say in the commercial. And then like, I just like chimed in because I was like, oh, I'll make it conversational. And I just go, oh yeah, that's actually me. And you go, oh, okay. Because you should. And we just lost it.
I know. I have to admit, I have had a rough 2 days, like it happens every now and then, and then sometimes it'll last for like a week. Sometimes it's just 2 days. One time it lasted for like 3 months. I was like, why is my brain glitching? And then it comes back and it's fine. But I feel like yesterday and today, I'm glitching.
It was very, I mean.
It was weird.
So weird. It gave us some great laughs.
Yeah,
we giggled a lot. We've giggled a lot in the last 2 days.
That's true.
So if you could, if your brain could glitch more, I mean, we're here for it.
Hey, feel free to you glitch too. Glitching, if you, Kyle, you'd like to do some glitching, that would be great.
Can we start calling you Melissa McGlitch?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That'd be funny.
She's glitching.
She's
McGlitching.
Glitching.
Nice glitching.
If we put together like some of like the really bad dad jokes, though, like,
oh my god,
there should be a reel on just that too.
Of my bad,
those
dad
are
jokes?
Really funny. Yeah,
some
of them are good, you know, and then some are so bad.
Every day when I come into work, there's a one security guard at our building named Carolyn. You know, sweet lady. She's been here for years.
Carolyn downstairs. Yeah, she's so nice.
So, she's awesome. And one day, she's always got a smile on her face. Always so nice. One day, she was like really down, and I was like, "What's wrong?" And she was like, "You know." And she told me, she was like, "Oh, my brother passed away or whatever." And so she was really going through the ringer, and you could just tell, you could see it on her. So, the next day, I came in, and I was like, "You know what? I don't want to see you down. You know, I want to try and lift your spirits." So I came with a joke, and I told her a joke and, you know, try to get her laugh. And I've now done that every single day that I've seen her since then. And this is going on probably year and a half, close to 2 years now.
You're bringing in a new joke every day for a year and a half?
I tell her a new joke every single day.
They aren't good.
Is that possible?
They aren't good.
Well, they're dad jokes.
Oh, so now we're making excuses for how bad they are when you defend them every morning.
Well, yeah, I do defend them every morning because that's part of the joke. You know, it gets her to laugh.
They're bad.
Sometimes I'll tell her a bad joke, she won't laugh, and then my reaction was,
I walk in and I see her and I go, is he in yet? And sometimes she'll be like, oh, the jokester's upstairs, or nope, not here yet. But sometimes when you do beat me in, I'll be like, how was the joke?
Joke's good.
No, she usually shakes her head.
What the joke was today?
What was the joke today?
I told Carolyn, I said, Carolyn, I don't know if I ever told you, but did you know I live next door to a horse? She goes, hey, you never told me that. I go, yeah, he's my neighbor.
Oh, my God. No, I feel so bad for her. I am feeling so bad for her. Well, I'm going to have to tell her. I'm going to have to go down and apologize.
I know. Thanks a lot, Austin. Bad PR for the show that we have to apologize to security guards.
Look, I would bring him in. I would call him and get him on the show, but you guys probably wouldn't be able to hear him. Because he's hoarse. That one got Kyle.
It got me.
There it is.
I'm mad. It got
once,
me.
Once Melissa gets it, then she'll laugh.
I've got it. The thing is I can't laugh at the ones that aren't good. Kyle will laugh at even your dumb ones.
No.
Because dumb ones sometimes are good. I have to wait for the good
ones. Kyle will be like, that's a good one. He'll say that sometimes to me on ones that I don't even think are good.
I know. It's like, a good one. Does it a lot.
But I don't say it a lot. I save it for the ones that tickle me. And sometimes they tickle me and sometimes they don't.
Mostly they do.
Probably the most ticklish of the three of us.
He definitely is. I'm harder on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like to laugh. God forbid.
I expect more from you.
I appreciate that.
So iron sharpens iron. Coming out of me.
That's the mom coming out of you.
I have high expectations.
You have high expectations. Wait, hold on. Do you keep these same high expectations for Porter, or is it just me?
Just you.
Porter can be tell me the lamest jokes ever, and I'll laugh. But you.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I expect more.
Okay.
You should expect more from Porter if he wants to make it in the comedy.
No, you know what? I'm going to expect more from Porter. You expect more from me. I'll expect more from Porter. Porter will expect more from Kyle.
We'll see how that goes.
I'll call him every day.
And then Kyle, you have to expect more from Mel.
What was that?
You have to expect more from Mel.
I always expect more from Mel because I know how much of a superstar she is.
Aww. Why is he being so nice? Oh, it is Team Melissa.
It's a Team Melissa.
No wonder. Okay. Ooh, I love these days. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Mel, if you keep doing that into the mics, I think our listenership is going to go up.
Would go what? Up. Yeah. Mel, try some ASMR. Try some ASMR.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. How about this?
No. With your voice.
With my voice?
Yeah.
Like. Woo, 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 woo.
I was gonna say, I was like, you know, our listenership's gonna go, like, it's like weird. The male demographic has, our numbers have spiked.
Dudes who are sexually attracted to owls are going nuts.
Until she starts going, woo, woo. Then you're gonna see, like, our numbers just drop off. People are gonna click off the podcast.
Like a dude being like, yeah, I need to listen. I love ASMR. Yeah. I love when they snap and when they click and when they
Melissa's so cute. Like, she's so beautiful. And,
yeah, whatever.
Man, I love listening to her on that podcast. Until she starts making cop car noises.
We started getting a lot of text messages saying, like, could you guys do some ASMR stuff? More specifically, Melissa wooing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Woo. Woo. James and Palatine. You know?
you should try it sometime. Woo. 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 There could be another one. There could be... Oops. Oops.
No. I don't understand. Oops. I don't understand the whole AMSR. Oops. ASMR.
Ooh, I'll maybe get the name right. Oops. That was Mel ASMR. Oops.
Whoops.
Oops. Oops. Oops.
God. God bless it.
I'm glitching.
God bless it.
I'm glitching, you guys.
God bless it. I don't know what's going on. Woo, woo, God bless woo. It. I hold you to a higher standard.
How come he always sounds like Mickey Mouse?
I lie about $10,000. I would definitely eat that eye boogie. God bless it. I will do it for less. I would pay you $10,000 to eat your eye boogies.
Eye boogies?
Oh I had some eye boogies in my Nutri-Grains bar this morning.
I don't eat those, by the way.
The Nutri-Grain bars?
Yeah. Or the eye boogies.
But the eye boogies.
Yeah, eye boogies. Yeah, she didn't say no to eye boogies on the podcast. Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, mark that.
Mel's going to eat eye boogies.
Mark that. We're putting that in. She puts it in her total cereal.
All right. What?
So weird.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.